Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy,
live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Welcome to Wednesday, Australia. Hello, Carrie Bickmore. What are you doing?
Nothing. You've entered into just a funny conversation that Tommy and I are having.
I don't think we should be exclusive of all others in the great country that we live in. And I think you should share the suggestion of what you'd like to do one day.
Just as asking the question,
yeah,
of how long can you breastfeed for when you no longer have milk? So obviously babies like breastfeeding and it puts them to sleep, right? So yeah, can you use the tool of a baby on your nipple without any milk in there?
At what age would you have as a pacifier?
As a pacifier.
Is the word you use. Which child are we talking about of you?
Holly, okay. No, I just wondered because I thought about it. I thought it's interesting how when you breastfeed, they go to sleep straight away on your boob, right? But when you decide to give up breastfeeding, can you just whack them on there in the middle of the night just to shut them up?
My view of this is if they can stand up and reach your nipple, they're way too old.
Well, way too old to breastfeed or way too old to breastfeed when there's no milk in there?
Both.
I feel like it's a different
conversation. If you just have to bend over slightly rather than cradle your child, or even worse, if you have to get onto a step.
Speaking of steps, one of our favourite segments is coming up next. Oh, it's my favourite. I love it.
One of my favourites as well is the paper quiz. We're doing that this afternoon as well. It is Carrie and Tommy.
I'm feeling smart.
Are you?
Yeah.
Five from five today,
rare.
Fingers crossed.
Carrie
Bickmore
and Tommy Little. I've got a story that I think's going to tickle your little side abs, Tommy Little.
Talk to me, because you know my side abs haven't had a workout in a while. The front abs, they've been tickled heap, but the side abs are being left out there, stranded.
A couple of things I know about you.
Yep.
You like a night out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
You like a late night snack.
I love a late night snack.
And you like boobs.
I am the original triple threat. Yes, you got me.
So this is why I think you love this story.
Okay,
so there's this mum, 22-year-old mum, right? And
because you know what I've got? I've just combined with my head at the moment and there's now a late night shop that's selling edible boobs.
Nah, 22-year-old mum, she's going out for a night out, right? She's had a few drinks. Midway through the night, she goes, oh, I'm feeling a little peckish. I might have a quick pit stop and grab something to eat. What does she want to eat? What do you feel like when you're a little bit peckish? Oh, I'll have some chicken nuggets, some nugs to get me going.
Smash some nugs, 20
pack. Nugs. Sometimes, though, you got to think ahead. As a mum, you're always thinking ahead. You're always packing things just in case the kids get hungry later. Right?
The amount of hats and water bottles that I see that women just pull from everywhere. I'm like, how do
Sultanas.
You get... Yeah, and
always
sunscreen.
Got a packet of Sultanas and sunscreen. So she's gone, I might get hungry again later in the night. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick a few chicken nuggets down my bra. And when I'm in the club later on and I get hungry, just reach down into them.
Isn't that fun? Just
isn't
a nibble and nork nug.
Well, here's the thing. Yes. As she posted online, things took a turn, though, because as her night went on, she forgot that she'd squirreled away the little nuggets for later. And she says she took a lad home with her. And as he undid her bra, a load of chicken nuggets came falling out.
Say, as potentially a lad who might find himself in this situation, to all the women of Australia, please don't be shy. The only thing that I would love more when I undo someone's bra is to find boobs and nuggets. I mean, that's heaven. And to combine the wonderfulness of a breast with the taste of chicken nuggets, I mean, that is just heaven.
We may have answered the top of our question we had to about how long you can feed breastfeed for. Anyway, so what I want to know, right, is this is genius, right? I've heard of putting tissues down your bra. Occasionally I put my credit card down my bra when I'm going for a walk.
Why are you choosing, and again, I'm all for it, don't get me wrong, but why are you choosing bra instead of bag?
Well, because I'm going walking without my bag. I don't take a bag when I go walking. So if I need to put a tissue somewhere on my credit card or anything, any number of things.
So this is so you're streamlined, but you've still got supplies.
Yeah, and depending on what point I'm at in my life, whether I'm pregnant, whether I'm breastfeeding, whether I'm post-baby, they change in size. So there's certain times I can fit more things in there than
Imagine if you're lactating, because then you can have nuggets on one side, you can have condiments on the other, and you can say,
have a milkshake on one side.
You can have a milkshake and nuggets with tomato sauce and mustard.
But I know mums, like toys, I'm sure if they like to stick a toy car, if their kid needs it, just put it down in the middle, keep it there for later, then you got free hands to wrangle the kids. 13, 10, 60, what have you smuggled down your bra?
That's great. And because just before we do go to her calls, I just need to ask you, in what would otherwise be an entirely inappropriate question, what are you currently packing?
Just boobs.
Okay.
No nuggets, no tissues. I'm just going commando at the moment.
Okay, then Buzz, what are you packing?
I've got a pen. 13, 10, 60.
That's all you can fit.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right, so we're talking ladies. What have you smuggled? I mean, look, I shouldn't just say it's for ladies, but what have you smuggled down your bra?
Oh, if you're wearing a supportive brasier.
Manzier, isn't it?
Manzier. Is that what
Seinfeld,
it is?
What did they say?
I don't know. Buzz, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a man's ear.
Yeah, man's ear. That's great. Yeah. What's
good back support. Like that.
We're doing a good old-fashioned bit of Nork news.
A mum went out. She had a few drinks, stopped in for some chicken nuggets, thought she might get peckish later, so she squirreled some away in her bra for later, met a man, went home, and as he undid her bra, loads of chicken nuggets fell out on top of him.
It's like he's
and
won
the she
jackpot.
Was apologising for it, but hey, who says he was complaining? It could have been the greatest joy for him to see.
And just the energy you needed right at the right time, I reckon.
Exactly, a little pick-me-up. So I'm asking, what have you smuggled in your bra? Kylie, what have you got going on in there?
Well, I was bringing all the washing in from the car and I tucked all the car keys and I had two sets of house keys and 10,000 key rings and all that stuff. I tucked them in, completely forgot about them about 5 hours later, took off my bra and they fell out onto the bed.
I love please the phrase tucked them in too.
And please tell me there was someone around to say, is that the key to your heart? I'm guessing by that laughter and
you wouldn't get a second date with that. Mel, what have you smuggled in your bra?
Hi, guys. So I'm all for carrying around a few crystals, like a rose quartz or a bit of amethyst for some self-care.
Oh, good on you,
they
Mel.
Wouldn't be comfortable, though. They'd be quite, like, you know, rocks down your bra. It doesn't
look, I have broken
comfort.
A few because have I forget that they're in there and I take the bra off and they come flying.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd broken a few boobs. You meant the crystals. No. Right. Okay. And so have you left them there and forgotten about them, Mel?
Yes, quite regularly, because they do. They get so nice and warm and comfortable and they press right up against your skin.
Okay, this is a lot. Has anyone else found them or have you always been the finder?
Hubby has found a few, yes.
That could be a hazard when they come flying out and he's like hit him in his head.
Yeah, well, sometimes they just stick there too because I've been in there all day.
Yeah, that's just my sweaty emerald stone stuck to the side. And does hubby have a few stashed down his jocks just for safekeeping?
No, but there's an idea.
There's an idea. Some of those might disappear and you'll never find them again, though.
Simone.
Yeah.
Simone, I understand you've had something alive down yours.
Oh, wow.
I have. Yes, I have.
What was it?
So I was riding my horse when I was a teenager. I lived in the country and I found a turtle on the side of the road and I wanted to take it home because there was no water anywhere and I thought it was lost and stuff. So I shoved it down the front of my bra and rode home with a turtle in my bra.
Did it have
And it didn't crawl out?
It was trying to. So,
Did it have its head in the inverted position or was it kind of motorboating you on the way home?
No, the head was up. Like, you know, facing up. So, you know, sort of
see out my T-shirt. I have just read something on our computer that says you still have the turtle?
No, I don't have it. No, I don't have it. No.
Okay, not sure why it says she still has it on the computer.
Did the turtle survive the journey?
Yes, it did. Yeah, okay. It did. It would be an old turtle.
Well, I mean, even if it didn't, What a way to go.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Trevor and Jacinta got stuck 4 nights in Mount Buffalo in Victoria's East. They were in the national park. They went off for a walk and they got lost. They were found after 4 nights there yesterday. They are safe and well. They're all fine. Here's them talking about how they ended up lost.
The track disappeared, or we weren't good at spotting the track, and we think we followed an animal track.
Track rather than a mark track.
And we just got to the wrong spot.
I mean...
You know those times when you mistake gravel for paw prints?
Hey, mate, it can happen. You don't plan it and somehow you end up in some random place. You went out for a stroll and what happens, Buzz?
Where did you end up on your walk?
This is great.
Because remember that time I went for a walk and I ended up on the side of the road and I didn't know where I was and I had to catch an Uber home 2 blocks.
In hindsight, it was us having a light-hearted chat about what was a full mental breakdown. But yours can just be fun. One time I went to go for a walk and I thought, geez, this grass has become very manicured. And it wasn't until a golf ball bounced next to me that I thought, no, I've ended up on a golf course here.
And the thing is, it's not, you don't have to do it all the time. It's a one-off that happened and you think, like Trevor and Jacinta said, you know, it's not something you're going to do again.
The outdoors are beautiful and we won't do, hopefully, that again. That was just one of those random moments.
A random moment.
The emergency services that were called out to look for them for 3 nights would be pretty pissed off if they did it again. They went back and went, let's try that again next week.
Trevor did say it was quite serene out there.
I know. I loved it. They put back-to-back his comments. The family had just said how by the third night they were told to think positive but they were thinking the worst and were up all night and couldn't sleep. And then they just had him going, oh, mate, it was serenity.
Anyway, 131060, we're asking.
Where did you end up on your walk?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about hikers that were stuck for 3/4 nights.
Just call them hikers, mate.
Mount Buffalo National Park. Trevor and Jacinta, they went out for a walk. The track disappeared. They ended up following an animal track by accident. We're asking.
Where did you end up on your walk?
Because sometimes you set out for a stroll and you just don't end up where you thought you were going
to
end up.
Yeah, and on 131060, you might be thinking, look, I'd love to call in because I've got a ripping yarn, but the phones will be absolutely jammed. No, they're not, so feel free to call. Do you need more?
Diane, where did you end up on your walk,
babe? Better
be
good, Diane. We've got no one else.
Okay. Yes, no pressure.
Yeah.
Basically, I was pretty drunk, pretty blind drunk in the city. And me and a friend, we were like, okay, let's play a game. We're going to follow the little green man. So basically, we just wherever you go to the light, whenever the light turns green with the little walking man, you just follow that. So we followed that and we ended up past the airport in Sydney.
Where did you start?
We started around like George Street. And,
in the city?
In the city, yep.
God,
how
you know
long
how
were
to
you
have
walking
fun.
For?
You know how to have fun when you're drunk, don't you, Diane?
The details are blurry. I was drunk. I don't know, but that's just what happened.
And
that's
so
a
when
great
does,
tale.
When does the game end?
Until you get too tired to walk or until you get hungry.
And so did you get on an Uber home or did you just jump on a plane when you were out there?
Well, I mean, it probably would have been great to jump on a plane, but we ended up getting an Uber.
Well, there we go. Is that a good enough story for you, Tommy? It's pretty good.
Sorry. I got distracted because one of our producers walked in here and just handed me a story, which is about the missing hikers that survived. So the timing is perfect on this one.
you only just got the information and we just did the break about 10 minutes ago. we're efficient down there in Adelaide. Phoebe, where did you end up on your walk?
Hi there. Love the show, guys. Wanted to say hello to you guys as well. My ex-partner and I, we were doing an overnight hike in the Blue Mountains. We first day went totally fine, slept overnight at campsite, and then we're walking on our way back to return to his house. And on the way back, we must have taken a wrong turn.
An animal track? Did you follow the animal track?
No, people had left, the little stacks of stones just in random places. So we were thinking we're following the right way, but actually ended up coming out on the train tracks of the Blue Mountains line. We had no choice but to cross over to them and climbed and scaled
You've
over
given
a
this,
six-foot
this story in real time.
No, shush. Mate, you asked for callers. Phoebe's called. She was so lovely at the beginning saying hi. I'll chat to Phoebe if you don't want to.
Well,
go print off some segments that we've already done from earlier
mate,
in the
I've
show.
I've literally just been handed a news story. Mum drunkenly smuggled chicken nuggets.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. We feeling good?
Yep.
Let's do it. Question one. Give it to us, Buzz.
In which decade did Valentina Tereshkova become the first woman to fly in space?
Oh.
I've definitely said that name wrong.
So would it be the 60s
because?
She's a Russian.
When was the... they've sent a woman up early.
When's the moon landing? I feel like they would have. Yeah, because they lost the moon landing, so that would be something they'd want to be like, well, we did the first woman.
Woman into... Okay, yeah. So what
when
decade?
Was the moon landing? Do you know?
When was the moon... 68?
Yeah. So should we say 70s?
Yeah. 70s.
Great. Although, do you reckon space came a fair bit before? Could it have been before the moon landing?
No.
Okay.
I reckon 70s.
Great. 70s. Cool. Australia played against which country in the quarterfinals of the 2019 Fed Cup tournament?
No.
Fed
you
Cup,
buzzy?
Of course.
That's tennis. I've got no idea.
In the quarterfinals.
Say it again. Australia
Serbia.
Played against which country?
Which country in the quarterfinals of the 2019 Fed Cup tournament?
I'm going to say Serbia.
So that was last year. Serbia, let's go Serbia.
That's this year's one.
Oh, mate.
Oh, sorry.
When,
do you know the number
the
where everything's going so fast?
And we get wrong. We're really struggling.
I shouldn't have started the whole show saying I felt smart today.
Okay, are we locking in Serbia? Is that
yes.
Who?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lake Tang... Oh, my God. Tanganyika is located on which continent? Tanganyika.
Spell it.
China.
Tanganyika.
Is that feeling, or is that feeling?
Tanganyika.
Is that feeling China?
What continent? Or
yeah,
Africa?
Which
Asia?
Continent?
Or is that Asia? Or is that is that Europe? Where's Russia?
Tanganyika. Ika. What's Ika?
Yeah, that's Ukrainian. It's like that Eastern Bloc, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that Europe?
Should we go Russia? Yeah. Or
which continent?
Is that Europe? Is that
oh,
Europe?
Continent. sorry. Yeah, okay, good.
Europe?
Yep.
All right, question four. The English slogan for which franchise originating in Japan is Gotta Catch 'Em All? Pokemon.
Yeah, great.
In the NATO phonetic alphabet, which letter is represented by a word ending in or?
I don't even understand what you just said.
It's like alpha,
what did
beta.
All those words mean?
You know,
what?
You know that stuff? Alpha,
no.
Beta, you know when they call through number plates?
Yeah.
And it ends in or.
Oh.
Which letter is represented by a word ending in or?
F? What's F? Like foxtrot?
Foxtrot, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's not or. G?
No, it's gamma.
Gore?
Gamma. I don't know.
Would it be centaur? No, that's not a very C one. I can't think of what C is, though.
Just say a letter.
Centaur.
Just say a
Let's
letter.
Say centaur.
Somebody. Okay, centaur.
Yes. Although that doesn't sound like that would be...
No, it's Charlie.
Charlie.
Alpha Charlie.
Yeah, that's better.
Charlie.
Yeah. I don't know. Minotaur.
Just say a letter, any letter. Any letter. Just say something.
R.
Okay, R.
Right, let's go through the answers.
That's Romeo.
Oh Romeo.
S.
T U V W. Okay. All right. In which decade did Valentina Tereshkova become the first woman to fly in space? Yep. It was the 1960s.
Ooh,
Not
bad though. Very close. Well done, team. Head up. Let's go.
All right. Australia played against the US.
Ooh,
we said Serbia
as well.
It's all right. Head
Serbia,
up. Head up. Close.
Serbia
close.
Starts with an S, so not bad.
Yes. We locked in Europe for question three.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was Africa.
That's not close.
Did say that. Yep.
Got to Catch 'Em All is from Pokemon.
Good. Woo! One.
And we locked in R. And the answer.
Can we quickly change that? Can we quickly change that?
Yes. What do you want to lock
we
in?
Locked in S.
I'll make it N.
N?
Yeah.
No. The answer was V.
What's the word?
It just says V.
Okay. That's good.
What an underwhelming way to finish.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzzol, for this next story, I need you to take us to, where are we going again? I forgot to read it. Atherston, Warwick's, please. Bit of that.
Is it? Bit of that, isn't it? A bit more. No, I feel like that's way too royal, and I feel like what you're about to tell me, given I've seen the images, there's nothing royal about it.
Here is the headline from thesun.co.uk. Mass brawl erupts at medieval football match. Now, do you know anything, Bickers, about the medieval football match?
I don't know anything about any of those words you just said.
So this is just a bunch of blokes who get in a street and they throw a ball out there, this big ball, right? And the winner is the person who's holding it, still holding it, by 5 p.m. I've sent you those photos.
All I could see, if I saw the images without seeing anything, I would think there'd been a brawl at like a football stadium.
Yes, yes.
And the crowd, everyone had turned or something.
Yes.
And there's blood everywhere. There's people like screaming at each other.
Yes.
It's very hectic.
It looks like something where it's gone wrong, right?
Yes, definitely.
But that is exactly how the event is meant to play out. Like, it's kicked off by the Aston Villa boss, Brian Little. So it looks like a prison brawl, and they go, that was perfect. Jolly good, chaps. You can see blood. Everyone's covered in blood, and they're all...
Children also have the chance to get involved.
Yeah, that's a different one. They have to get hold of a golden penny, and they score themselves 10 quid. Not bad.
Oh, my God.
And the brawl became violent instantly, with blood soaking the ball, punches being traded. Here's where I like it. Bloody noses everywhere, and someone's ear had been ripped off.
Oh, my God. And then they go, let's come back for that next year.
Yes. And surely someone went, what's this ear? What's this ear? What have we got here, lads? What have we got here? Just a bit of fun. Just a bit of fun. Join us down the pub. What have we got here?
Businesses have to board up their windows. What's going on?
So I wanted to do calls. 13 10 60. How'd you lose your ear? Because I reckon it's got to be more common than we think.
Can you lose your ear and this is could be a dumb question. Can you lose your ear and still hear?
Can you lose your ear and still hear is a great question. Because I reckon lizards have just holes in their head. They don't have the physical ears, but they can hear.
They can still hear. Okay, yes. Well, maybe some of the people that call up with no ears, we can find out if they can hear us.
Chopper Reed.
Yes.
Well,
no
I will
ear,
not
but
speak
he could hear.
Ill of the dead. No ear, but can hear.
Mm. Do you know Ollie almost lost his ear once?
How?
In a furniture shop. I was trying to buy a new couch.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's not what I was in the. If you gave me 100 guesses, furniture shop. I didn't know furniture shopping was so fun. Yeah.
No, well, he was like, I think he was maybe four or five, and we were in a really high-end furniture shop, and I was going to buy a couch, and I was like, oh, my God. And so I said to my dad, you need to call him to come over and check it out. I said to him, because these are very expensive, these couches. And I was sitting on one, and Ollie saw my dad coming through the front door, and he ran, bolted, as you do at five, you run everywhere, bolted to the front door, and he slipped, and his head caught the edge of a glass,
very expensive glass.
Coffee table. Anyway, at first he went, oh, like that. And I did what I do. You'll be right. Up yet. And then he turned around. I went, and I just saw blood all over the glass coffee table, blood all over the white leather couch behind.
White leather?
Blood all over, dripping down his ear. And he did this thing, and this is where I'm not a good mother. He did this thing and he goes, is it okay? He looked at me and I went, no.
I'm surprised your first question wasn't, can you still hear?
And then they ended up giving us something and we had to get him to hold the bottom of his earlobe to his ear, like hold it up. And I sat next to him in the car and my dad drove us to emergency. And then they put a plaster thing just to temporarily sort of stick it together. And the next day he had to have plastic surgery to stitch his earlobe back onto his ear.
Wow.
Yeah. He's still got a little scar there from when he fell over at Herman and Herman Furniture Shop. All because mummy wanted a new couch.
I'll tell you what, it's a great way to get a discount. If any mums are out there and you're listening and you want to get some cheap furniture, just make your kid bleed on it and then offer him half the price.
I don't think we were the favourite person after that. But anyway, 13 10 60. When did you almost lose your kid's ear?
Oh, I thought we were doing Can You Still Hear with No Ears.
Either or.
Yeah, sure.
Call us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How'd you lose your ear? Or can you still hear with no ears?
Yes.
That's what we want to know.
Ollie has some factual discrepancies with how you told the story. And he said you're not taking into account his view of events.
Yes, but the same. Okay. Mine made for a better story, so.
Oh,
no. He was just pointing out that he got the chair at the end, which he did get the chair as a nice note. They gave him the chair that he hurt himself near.
Does Ollie reckon if you've got no ears, you can hear?
Do you think if you've got no ears, you can hear? You can hear Ollie?
Maybe.
Yeah, I reckon. Okay. I reckon
Ollie, I know this is an extreme experiment, but you're going to have to rip both your ears off and you're gonna have to, play your song, and you're going to have to sing along to the lyrics just to make sure that we know you can still hear, okay?
Liz, did you nearly lose your ear?
No, I didn't. My son nearly lost his ear last weekend, though.
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
So he was working, he's 21, he was working at a regatta up at Taree. Big storm front came through, ripped the roof off the rowing shed, hit him in his ear, just hanging on by a thread. He can still hear.
I'm still confused.
You've answered both our questions, Liz.
I'm still confused, Liz. So the roof came off.
He was holding boats down to stop them blowing away and hit him sort of on the side of the back of the head, big back on his head.
Oh, is he okay, Liz?
Wow.
Yeah, I had surgery, when was that? Monday, and we've still got the bandage on, so we're assuming he can hear, but he, we're yet to see the results.
But Buzzy, give Liz a prize. That's hectic.
Let's give Liz a Remington Air 3D hairdryer. I've got one of these at home. They're amazing. So it's that is going your way.
He might need to grow his hair.
We'll give him a Signet portable charger. You can have the hairdryer. We'll give your son a Signet portable charger for his phone.
Thank you.
Good on you. Who have we got next, Biggers?
We got Leora. Leora, what question are you answering?
I'm answering whether you can hear without your ear. I'm an audiologist.
And a South African audiologist
Excellent African audiologist. Very well done, Tommy.
What's the answer?
The answer is yes, you can.
Okay, so what is the purpose of our ear then?
The ear, the outside of the ear, the part that you can see, is called the auricle. It's the outer ear. Then you've got a middle ear, which is the part where the little bones are, and then you've got inner ear. So if you get rid of your auricle, if you get rid of the outer ear, if the others are still working, you can still hear. You'll have a very slight hearing loss, but you will still be able to hear.
But so what's the point, apart from the thing that Neo is looking for in the Matrix, what's the point of the auricle?
It collects sound and directs it into your ear canal.
Oh. Why do lizards not have them?
No, about lizards, Tommy.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, Leora. That was fair enough. That was absolutely fair enough. I heard that with my oracle through my middle ear in my ear, loud and clear.
Should we finish with Leanne? Leanne, how did you lose your ear, was it, or someone else's ear?
No, my parents used to own a pub and the fight broke out and a guy got his ear bitten off and his ear was sewn back on and yes, he could hear.
Oh,
he can still hear it now, and his ear's back as
like
it was before
the
accident.
So someone said, isn't that the bloke that got his ear bitten off? And he went, what? You talking about me?
Another caller, Susan, who's caught up, who we don't have time to take, but her son's ear nearly came off when he was playing basketball, and his earring got caught on the basketball hoop.
Before we go, just Leanne, do you know why lizards don't have ears?
No.
Okay, worth a shot.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh. Well, this is a bit exciting. Yes, that voice we hear now. We haven't had the chance to talk to you all year. Miss Kate Langbrook from Bologna. Hello.
Bickers, mother of three. Tommy, father of eight, none of which he acknowledges.
Thank you. Katie,
we were going to have Fizzy, but he's sulked out of the room because he thought we wanted to talk to you more, and he was right.
It's not like him to pass up an opportunity to be on the media.
Yeah, I don't think he was happy about it.
He must be going to shoot something else, I reckon. I reckon he's out here in the airlock doing something.
He's going off to do a fish nuggets ad.
Look who's here.
Oh, now he's yelling. He's back.
She's in Bologna. You've got the technology to talk to her in Bologna. Do it. I was being magnanimous. Is that a word? Yes.
I feel like now you've sulked back.
I'm not sulking. Yes. Now I am sulking. That wasn't a sulk. No, that's a single sulk. It's a single sulk.
You know how
I'm
to make Husey sulk. You no, accuse not, him of sulking.
I wasn't sulking. I'm sulking now. I'm sulking now.
You know, Tommy, that's like when someone says to you, what's wrong with you? Oh, even if there's nothing wrong, suddenly it puts you in a, isn't it terrible?
By the third one, you're just like, ugh. But I need to ask, Katie, I know this shouldn't be my first question, but it is the one that I've thought about the most. Is the bolognese amazing?
No.
Oh.
Is bolognese even a thing over there? You know how what well, we no, think it's, the well, dishes not, they eat.
Is that not the home of it? Are you not staying
well,
in the... I thought you were staying
know,
like the champagne
very...
equivalent of champagne. I thought Bologna must be the home of the bolognese.
Well, it's not really. They don't really have a thing called bolognese. They have ragu, which is like a meat sauce, but it's not tomato. We like ours. Like, I haven't even made bolognese here, and it's a staple like every Australian household. There's always a big batch of bol in the freezer, but I'm too, I'm too scared to even make it here. I'm too scared to even to go to the butcher and buy the mince because they
do
don't.
They, do mince
they make
over
it.
There?
Yeah, they have mince, but they don't really make their ragu with it. They make it look like with, you know, like that shredded meat or, you know, like diced meat.
Yeah, kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so they don't have spaghetti bolognese. They have it with, which, I mean, this sounds like a ridiculous conversation, but I reckon you could be hung in the town square for having for asking for spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
You have been the centre of conversations, so many conversations I've had with people in the last few weeks who you've inspired, should we just do a year and go live overseas? I have to ask, honestly, because it sounds really good. Honest, like how many good days and how many bad days per week do you have when you do something like
that? Well, how many? Okay. So at the moment, my son is sick and my husband is sick and everything that you do here is a hassle. Like it's very bureaucratically, it's next level. Even the Italians talk about it all the time. So everything that you do, like when the boys, little boys want to play basketball, they had to go to a doctor to get a medical certificate and do a urine test.
Oh, God.
I know. And to get out, it's just like...
For testing
I know,
for drugs
like,
or what's the urine?
Nothing.
Are they on the roids?
I've seen your kids. They look like they're on the roids.
That's it. So everything is complicated. But part of the reason that you do it is to challenge yourself and to find things out about yourself. But, Carrie, I've found out a lot of disappointing things about me. That I could have stayed in Australia. and that I'm not, you know, that if I can't speak the language, I like don't want to go into a shop. Makes it very hard.
I assumed like, I'm you went not... there, Katie, because you had fluent Italian.
Oh, Tommy, you know me. The only thing I've got fluent is smart arsery. And that seems to be quite a limited currency over here.
I was going to say, do the Italians like a bit of smart arseness?
Yeah, oh, they're great people and they're very welcoming and friendly. Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
Apparently they swear all the time. I just don't understand it.
It makes it very difficult to tell if they're swearing at your
anyway.
Yeah, well, I reckon
we're bringing you together as a family.
Sort of, but God, I'm sick of them.
All I've taken from this is Italy, awful.
No. I'll be run out of town like someone who's ordered spaghetti bolognese.
All right, we could chat all day to you, Katie, but you guys have a drive show to do with Sulky.
Buzz is wrapping us up.
That is happening next. Oh, Sulky's coming in again. Here he is. What are you doing, mate?
Oh, here he is.
I really enjoyed that chat, guys. It was great. Seriously.
All right, well.
I'll stop it, mate.
She's really good. I was out there eating popcorn, enjoying it. Yeah, absolutely.
Hughes and
Kate
with you
are next to drive you home. We'll be back tomorrow. See you, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.